Shamelessly you, shamelessly me. What is it to live a shameless life? Essentially, it means not feeling shame for who you are, what you like, what you believe in, your true self, being proud of it, accepting who you are, loving who you are, and being capable of sharing with the world who you are. So easy in life to get trapped in the hold of being someone you're not, of being who is what is expected of you, who you're expected to be, how you're expected to act. We grow up that way. We start out very early in life with the notion, or not so much notion, but wanting to please, wanting acceptance, wanting love. So we're, in order to receive the attention and love that we so crave, we act certain ways, we do certain things. We want to be accepted. We behave. We listen when we're supposed to do something, we do it. Not always, because, all kids fight and rebel, but for the most part, we follow the path of love and acceptance. And as parents are kind of conditioned to expect certain things out of their kids so that their kids' behavior reflects on them. And they were taught how to parent by how they were parented. So it's kind of this endless cycle of conforming and doing what other people expect of us. And as parents, we don't so much realize what we're doing, so we do what was done to us, and we continue in that cycle, and our children are raised as we were raised to conform and to do what was expected of us, to make people happy so that we were liked. And as when we started out, everybody's experiences is a little different, but in many ways it was probably the same. Our clothes were bought for us. We didn't have the choice of possibly what we wore. We were told what to believe in religious convictions, beliefs. We were told how to eat, what to eat, when to eat. And we went along with those rules, and they've kind of, they come with us throughout our life to our present moment as, from most adults. And so as adults, we've been conditioned to do what's expected of us, to follow the rules, to believe certain things. And in all that, we lost touch with who we were born to be. And what we were born to be has no rules. It has no look. It has no set belief system. You just are. You are part of a bigger thing. And all this that I'm getting at is leading back to living shamelessly. Shamelessly. When we live to be a reflection of what other people want or expect of us, and we don't fulfill that role or expectation put on others and consequently by ourselves, we feel shame. And in order to not feel shame, because shame is not a positive feeling, when we feel shame about ourselves, we revert. We go back to what is expected, what's wanted from us. We do, we believe, we act based on our conditioning, based on our social status, based on our placement in life. And so that kind of is, shows, shows that maybe we're not living true to ourselves if we're living based on arbitrary rules, arbitrary expectations, arbitrary places we were born into, countries, social status, all that. So to live shamelessly, what first needs to be done is understanding who we are and why we've been living under the dictates of society, rules, expectations, classes, cliques. So the question is, you know, how do you live shamelessly? And it's to embrace who you are, what you want, truly want, not anything based on what was told or what you were conditioned to be or feel. So, you know, who are you? And that's the main question. Who are you truly without any of these rules, without any of these notions of who you're supposed to be, what's expected of you by anybody, not just, you know, for, you know, your family, your friends, your work situation, your gender, your ethnicity, any of that. Who are you without any of those definitions? And when you can really figure that out, and it takes time, and it takes a lot of self-work, a lot of introspection, but when you can figure that out, you have to claim that which you are, that who you are, shamelessly. You have to just embrace it. Know that this is who I was born to be. You need to say that. This is who I was born to be. This is what I feel and I believe. This is who I love. This is how I choose to live. This is what I believe in. This is what I trust from your heart, not from your upbringing, not from your neighbors, not from any of those outside influences that have led you into feeling shame for being who you are. And when I say shame, I don't mean shame in the big ideas of who we are. Shame in wanting something as simple as wearing a hat that may not be pre-approved by, you know, the magazines or fashion editorials. You know, be who you are. Believe in what you believe in. You can make your own rules. You can believe your own beliefs. You can create your own beliefs. You can make your own religion that works for you. You can take bits and parts of everything and make it and allow it to be you. You don't need permission to be who you are. You just need to feel it and know it and accept it. And as I said, it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of introspection to even figure out who you are. But once you do, do it. Be it shamelessly. Be you shamelessly. Wear it proud. Be it proud. And you know what? In time, anybody and everybody around you will just accept you as you are. And if they don't, then they're not part of that new you, the true you. So figure out who you are, truly who you are. Be it, love it, and be it shamelessly. Embrace who you are, every aspect, and no matter what it is, accept it with kindness and love. That's the key. Everything needs to be done in love, not in hurt, not in attack, but the true you is love. So when you do find the true you, it should all be good. So be you shamelessly, part one.